Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming to be with us today. Let the words of my mouth, let the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We are experiencing a double whammy these days. It's the COVID-19 and psychological depression. Today, I'd like to share with you the gospel. Would you turn with me Psalms 45 and Luke 21? Let's go to Psalms 45, verses 1 through 3. Stand, please. Psalms 46, verses 1, 2, and 3. God, read with me. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with wealth thereof. Let's go to St. Luke chapter 21, please, and verse 26. St. Luke chapter 21, and verse 26. Read with me. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Thank you. You may be seated. Sisters and brothers, we are living in unprecedented times. There are fires, there are earthquakes, floods, and hurricanes, you name it, and we are experiencing it. One person said, I have been in the bed or around the house since March 2020 because I'm afraid to leave my house. She told me, she said, when someone brings me even food, I say, put it over there. And later when he or she leaves, I go and get it and eat it. She says, I don't want COVID-19. I'm listening. I was listening. Others say they have been quarantined in their homes since 2020. And every time someone comes down with COVID-19, my whole unit is sent home with the computer. My supervisors say, take your computer, go home. We are now working from home. I have heard this often, I know you have too, since 2020. This COVID-19 pandemic is trying our very souls. Yet, as Christians, we have this hope, and it's in Christ Jesus. And that means to us, all is well. All is well. Someone said, there are 700,000, and I might add plus, deaths in the United States alone from COVID. You see, God wants us to be in health. He said it, and we claim his promise today. You said that you wanted us to be in health, 3 John 2. So our hope is in our Lord and Savior. The Bible tells us, he is our refuge. He is our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, shall we not fear? Two scriptures come to mind, Psalm and Luke. And you know what? 3 weeks ago, we had Hurricane Ida. Well, it passed by. And the weather forecaster was so, so graphic with his description. He used the word catastrophic. And he reminded us of Katrina. And he said the wind velocity would be 150. He said, leave the trees will crack or snap. He said the wind will blow and blow and blow. And water everywhere. This is what he said. And as he talked, and I looked at him in the corner of my eye, and then I started to pray. I know in whom I believe. And I'm persuaded he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Well, he said, I'll be right back after this commercial. I see the weather, he pointed to the screen. I see the weather bureau is trying to get in touch with me. Well, the commercial came and went. And when it came back, he says, it seems like, it seems like that Hurricane Ida is twisting our bill. And we will not get the direct hit in Baton Rouge, but it's going east. And guess what I said? Work, Jesus. Work, Jesus, work. You are a very present help in trouble. Almost as soon as we had that coronavirus lockdown last March, discussion turned to mental health. Yes. It is well documented, my friends, that natural disasters like wars and famines and other mass traumas can lead to significant increases in population-wide this psychological distress. Many are experiencing, like my friend, weeks or months of anxiety and fear and sadness and social isolation. Now, virtual does help, but it's not like being around each other. It can take its toll on many individuals, leading the experts to fear that the United States would face a mental health epidemic at the same time it fights COVID-19. Yes, it's a double whammy. COVID-19 and psychological depression. It is estimated, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, that this psychological depression is going to be three times, for many Americans, more than the pandemic. I can't fathom that, because I know, and you know, that COVID-19 is taking its toll. There was a pre-pandemic survey. About 5,000 Americans were surveyed, and 8.5 of them showed strong enough signs of depression. Feeling down, feeling hopeless, loss of energy, loss of interest in things that would normally bring joy, like our hobbies and our career, trouble concentrating, and thinking about self-harm. I want to add that children and young adults were among the survey. Then researchers surveyed in March 1,500 American adults about their mental health from just March and April of this year. The percentage had gone from 8.5, my friends, to 25% of people who are showing some milder, some greater signs of depression. Well, what were their signs? What were they saying? They said, climate change is bad for me. I can't wrap my head around the destruction of the earth. They said there is too much war and rumors of war, like in possibly Afghanistan. There's inequality in income, some are saying. Too much poverty. Well, Bible said the Lord is going to be with us always. There's religious conflict. There's government corruption, and we could speak all day on that one. Food and water insecurity, lack of education, and lack of economic opportunity and employment. Well, for us, it is logical to think that people were more likely to suffer symptoms of depression during this pandemic and this depression and this epidemic if they experienced COVID stressors, losing their jobs. Oh, yeah. Eviction. One lady said, I've been working 20 years at this job as a waitress. I know nothing else to do. My paycheck paid my bills. My tips paid, ran the house. I have nothing now. That's stress, my friends. And then there are some saying, I don't have any place to stay. Ida came through and we lost everything after 30 years. That is stress. And then there was another one. I said, people with less than $5,000 in the bank, whoa, were experiencing mental stress. Well, I could say a lot about that one. And that Democrat, women were more likely to experience and suffer depression than men. And single people were more likely to express it than married people. And we could understand that. But anyone, my friend, regardless of race, gender, relationship status, or income, could experience mental health. But be not dismayed. Somebody said, what to do? What to do? That is not the $64,000 question for us. We know in whom we believe. And we are persuaded that he will keep us. So in times of despair, the word of God is an excellent source of hope and comfort. The word of God will sustain us, my friend. Scripture can give us powerful reminders of God's love and our own potential for joy and greatness. And he wants us to rise up and be counted among those who read and study their Bibles and encourage others to do likewise. It happens all the time. Many people suffer from feelings of depression because life brings unwanted changes. Life brings losses. We must find encouragement and gratitude in the Word of God, the powerful messages that we have from God in His Word. Scripture can be a powerful source of inspiration and healing spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. God wants us to be an overcomer and look to Him. He said, I'm a very present help in trouble. Psalms 3 says God will sustain us. Psalms 18 says God can turn difficulties around. Psalms 129, boy, I love this psalm. God understands our anxiety. He knows our down. He knows our uprising. Isn't that a wonderful song? Where can I go from your presence, Lord? Where can I be? Where? He said, nowhere. I'm ever present. Isn't that wonderful? God will protect you. Yes, He will. God cares about you. God cares about your anxiety. Oh, yes. And God will be with you and see you through. He had to tell Joshua, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You're not the captain of the host. I am the captain of the host. These are the words of Jesus. Be strong. Have I commanded you? Be strong. Be courageous. The epidemic, the pandemic, say, Lord, I'm looking to you. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from you who made heaven and earth. And then after reading those wonderful scriptures about depression, start praying against it. Yes, indeed. These are evils. They did not come from God. Let the love of God strengthen your heart, my heart. Let us and remind us to encourage one another. Perhaps there are some whom you know who need this encouragement. But call, text, tell them God is in control. When the troubles of life overwhelm us, He is our strength. And He loves us. We will ask God, who is our maker of heaven and earth, to please guard our hearts from the oppression of fear and anxiety and despondency and sadness and isolation. Some people are afraid to be alone. My goodness. And give us, we're going to ask Him, give me the strength to rise up each day and fight. I said fight. We are going to fight with the Word of God and with His wonderful Holy Spirit. We're going to fight against the struggles which seem to weigh us down. We're going to fight. There is strength, my friend, in the Word of God to help us to overcome depression or grief. Among those beautiful, beautiful promises, Isaiah 41:10. I will uphold you with my righteousness. And Matthew says, come unto me. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Oh, yes, He will take care of you. Hope in God. Pray much. Read the Bible. Sing songs. I love to sing those old songs. And walk the floor and say, you got this, God, and I know you do. Take my yoke upon me, God said, learn of me. For He is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. God bless you, my friend. Lean on God.